Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Only half of all trains across the country will be running this weekend due to what has almost become a tradition during holiday periods, an SNCF strike. In reaction to this latest strike from the rail operator, Eric Ciotti, the head of the Republican Party, announced that the party would introduce legislative texts to regulate the right to strike in France. The bill on menstrual leave has been rejected by the Senate. The bill, which sets out to introduce a system of work stoppage in companies for women in the event of painful periods, had garnered the support of socialist representatives. The bill was rejected yesterday by the upper house, which is dominated by the right. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected in Paris this evening on his third visit to France since the start of the war between Ukraine and Russia. He will be having dinner with Emmanuel Macron. Macron and Zelensky will officially sign a bilateral security agreement, which will see France commit to sending military equipment to Ukraine and continuing to train Ukrainian soldiers. It's a historic day in Greece as the bill on same-sex marriage was adopted by the country's parliament last night. The bill also authorises same-sex couples to adopt. This is a first for an Orthodox country. And finally, to football, and a page is turning in Paris Saint-Germain history as Kylian Mbappé has confirmed that he will be leaving the club this summer. Mbappé arrived to PSG from Monaco in 2017 and has since become the top scorer the club has ever seen, scoring 243 goals in 290 matches. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.